The Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra Daf Yoram Beis teaches us about the different ways of giving tzedakah, and the Gemara asks, "Oh, Hechi Ovid, what's the best way of giving tzedakah?" In a way, says the Gemara, that I don't know who I'm giving tzedakah to, and the person receiving the tzedakah doesn't know from whom he's receiving it. Says the Gemara, what you should do is, Lasev La'aniki Shal Tzedakah. Put it into the Pushka. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in the Braisa, Ma'yas Ha'odom, V'yeloi Bonim Zacharim. What should a person do in order to have male children? Rebeleza Oimer, Yifaza Mi'oisav La'aniyim. He should give tzedakah to poor people. Before a man has relations with his wife, he should make sure she's in a good mood. Putting money into the pushka is not the right approach. Unless you could be sure that who is in charge of giving the tzedakah, someone who's like Chananya ben Trajan. So ask the Gemara, we just said that the proper way of giving tzedakah is by putting it into an arnaki shel tzedakah. Here we're saying, here the Brice is teaching us, that that only works if the gabbai tzedakah is someone like Chananya ben Trajan. Answers the Gemara, that's exactly what I meant. Ki kamrina, when we said that the best way of giving tzedakah is by putting it into a pushka, we meant the memani olah, that the gabbai tzedakah is someone like Rav Chananya ben Trajan. So we learn from this Gemara how important it is to have a gabbai tzedakah of great stature. Somebody, the Gemara says, like Rav Chananya ben Trajan. And Tosfos, Divrei Hamaskel Ella, Tosfos Divrei Hamaskel Ella explains that what was so special about Rav Chananya ben Trajan, what was so special about Rav Chananya ben Trajan was that he was extremely honest. It wasn't, says Tosfos, that he's a tzaddik. Because Tosfos says that even in the times of the Amoraim, it's difficult to believe that there was somebody on the same madrega of a tzaddik as Rav Chananya ben Trajan. So what it must mean that when we speak about Rav Chananya ben Trajan, it must be that he was an honest person. And Tosfos brings a nice raya. He says the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph teaches us Tefillin Tzrichin Guf Naki, the tefillin have to be put on with a clean body like Elisha. So, says Tosfos, it's difficult to believe that there's anybody who's on the same madrega as Elisha. Rather, what does it mean? You have to be somebody who's in that general category. Here, too, it doesn't mean that you have to be exactly like Rav Chananya ben Trajan. Why, therefore, as Tosfos, does the Gemara single out Rav Chananya ben Trajan? Because it's a Gemara, Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin on the base, that says, Mos, Rabbi Chananya said, Mos Purim, Neschalfuli B'mosh Tztokam, V'chalukdim Laniyim. And the way Rashi explains, money was collected from the people of the town to have for the needs of the Sudas Purim for the poor people. Rav Chananya made a mistake and he assumed that that money should be used for the general tzedakah fund, and therefore he distributed that money to Aniyim, not for Sudas Purim. And when he recognized his mistake, he took out from his own pocket money for the Sudas Purim. Another pshat that Rashi suggests is that he had money that he set aside for his own Sudas Purim. It wasn't stock of money. Then he got mixed up with that money, and still, once he had thought that this was stock of money for the Anim's Suda, he used it for that purpose. Rambam, however, in Hilchas Matnas Anim, Perik Yud Halacha Ches, and the Tor in Yerideyah Simen Resh Mem Tes, say Lo Yitein Adam Latar Kupa should stock up. Somebody should not put money into the pushka. Elm Ken Yerideyah Shemamuna Neman, that the person is trustworthy. V'chacham, v'yadeya linik by kishura, he knows how to act properly, k'chananyim ben tragin. So, the Beis Yosef says that not only, from here we see that not only must the Gavit Stalker be very trustworthy, he also has to be a chacham. Like, well, k'chananyim ben tragin, he has to be a tzaddik. And the Beis Yosef says that Bezman Hazeh were not makbid. And he explains the reason is because even though it seems that you have to be a Tam Chacham or a Chananim and Tragin, we assume that a Chacham means as long as you're a smart person and know what to do in the different situations, that is adequate. And like Tzvaz explains, because nowhere does the Gemara explicitly say that the individual has to be a Talmud Chacham. And moreover, if we follow the approach of Tosfos, where Tosfos said that even when the Gemara uses the words Chananya Vetragin, it doesn't necessarily mean exactly like Rav Chananya Vetragin. Rav Chananya Vetragin is just an example of the characteristics that are necessary to have to be a Gabbai Tzedakah. But you don't have to be exactly right, Rabbi Chananya ben Tragin. And Ritvaz continues saying, as long as the entire community has accepted this individual upon themselves as the person who they feel is competent and capable of being the garbage stalker, that's enough. The Rambam in Hilchas Matnas Anim, Perik Tes, Halacha Aleph, says that who should be appointed to be a garbage stalker, says the Ritvaz, Anoshim Nemonim V'Yiduim. As the Ritvaz, Yiduim means that they're famous, that they're well known. Asked Ritvaz, why is that a quality that's necessary? Yiduim doesn't in any way indicate that they're trustworthy. So Rav Chaim Kamenevsky, in his Shlita, in his Sefer Derech Amunah, gives two different pshatim. One pshat, he says, that Yiduim means that people who are Gabbai Tzedakah, that's all they should be doing. They should be spending their time just being Gabbai Tzedakah and not doing anything else. That's what they should be devoted. That's one pshat that he suggests. Another pshat, Yiduim, doesn't mean famous. He says, the pasuk says, V'yiduim l'shifteichem. And the Rambam, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perik Beis Halacha Zayin, says, what does Yiduim L'Shifteichem mean? Eile Sharuach HaBriyos Noich Mehem. People like these people. B'mayeh Huvim B'Briyos. How do you get that people should like you? B'zman Shiyu Bali Ayin Toiva. The generous, the Nefesh Shveila, the modest, the Chavrosan Toiva. It's good to be their friends. The Deburam Umason B'Nachas Mabrius. And people who have these characteristics will be people that people will be comfortable in trusting them with giving them their tzedakah money, and they're people that the aniyim will be comfortable in getting tzedakah from them because they know these are good people. And that suggests Reb Chaim Kamievsky is perhaps what the Gemara here meant when it said that the Gabish Tzedakah should be individuals like Reb Chananya Batragin. Rabbeinu Gershom says, so what happens if you can't find such a Gabai? What should you do? So he says, if you can't find such a Gabai, you should give the Tzedakah money yourself. And the posts continue that if you do it that way because you didn't find a Gabai you could trust, then all the brachas that our Gemara just taught us about that's the best way of giving tzedakah, if you can't find the right Gabai, it's better to do it that way. And interesting, the Pnei Shloima says, the Pasuk says, Nosoim titein loy, v'leyera levavcha besitcha loy. So if you look in the Pasuk mentions Nesina three times. So he says, why does the Pasuk have to speak about giving three times? So he says, the first time it's referring that when you have a Gabbai Tzedakah who's Neman. The second time is when the Gabbai is giving the money to the Ani. In these situations, even if when the money is being given to the poor person, it's not given in such a friendly manner, it's still not such a big problem. Because the poor person still doesn't know who is the individual who's giving the tzedakah. But the third time the Pasuk speaks about giving is referring, says the Pnei Shloima, to a situation where you couldn't find a Gabbai Neman. And we just quoted Rabbeinu Gershom, who says that if you can't find a Gabbai Neman, you should give the tzedakah yourself. But if it's a situation where you are giving the tzedakah yourself, then everything changes. And there, the Pasuk warns us, v'layera levavcha, if you're giving the tzedakah directly yourself, v'layera levavcha, there you have to be very, very careful that when you give that person the tzedakah, you should give it to him, v'layera levavcha, you should give it to him in a very nice manner. The Gemara on Daf Ches Amud Beis quoted the Pasuk in Daniel, and the Pasuk in Daniel said, "Matztike Arabim ki kechovim loylam voed elu gabay tzedakah." And the Mefarshim tried to understand what is the connection between "Matztike Arabim ki kechovim loylam voed" to gabay tzedakah. So the Mashal explains that stars really are in orbit both by day and by night. They're only visible in the dark. So too, says the Mashal, should be the way a Gabbai Tzedakah acts. He should be busy worrying about the Aniyim both by day and by night. But he should only give the Tzedakah to the Aniyim at night when people don't see him giving the Tzedakah to the Aniyim, and the Aniyim should not be embarrassed. The Chasam Sofer says shot like this. He says, what is the characteristic of a star? He says, the characteristics of a star is that they get their light from something above them, and then they shine their light, they distribute their light to what's below them. So too is the way a Gabbai Tzedakah is. He gets the money from others, and he gives the Tzedakah to others. Another pshat, the Chasam Sofer says, you know, we say about the stars, says the Chasam Sofer, smeichim lasas ritzayin kainam. The stars are very satisfied with what they're told to do. So he says, sometimes the job of a Gabbai Tzedakah is not easy. People come to him with all sorts of difficult situations that they are facing. People come to them over and over again requesting tzedakah. And it's not easy to hear those stories. It's not easy to always have to take care of people. But they
says that some Sofer teaches us the Gemara that he should have, the Gabbai Tzedakah should have the characteristic of a star. He should never stop, just like the stars never stop doing, just like the stars never stop doing what they're supposed to do. And besides that the stars never stop doing what they're supposed to stop doing, they do it over and over again without complaining. So too is the way the Gabbai Tzedakah should act. The Shalos HaTshuvos, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Gimel, Perek Simen Chavtes, Simen Beis, also discusses who should be appointed to be a Gabbai Tzedakah. So he explains that the only individuals that should be appointed to be Gabbai Tzedakah are people who are extremely trustworthy, that even the smallest amount of money they consider very significant. They have to be smart enough to know to differentiate between what's important and what's less important, because so many people come to them with different requests, so they have to be able to differentiate what is truly important and what is not as important. And he explains, why do we find that the halacha is so particular with identifying the characteristics of a gabbai? He says, because as our Gemara at the beginning of this sugya explained, we're speaking about a srora, we're speaking about an appointment. Not just we're speaking about an appointment, but we're speaking about an appointment of nefashis, of life and death. And he says, if the Gemara in the Yerushalmi in Perek Hey, Halach Aleph, identifies that the people who were appointed for the jobs of taking care of the wicks and the other raw materials that were used in the Beis HaMikdash were the people of the highest stature, it goes without saying that certainly when we speak about a Gabbai Tzedakah, it has to be a person of great integrity and great intelligence and great Yerushalayim. And he quotes a remark in Simen Kuf Samach Gimel Sif Vav that says somebody who's not noiseba oilim atzibur, somebody who's not an individual that cares about other people in the community, he too is not qualified to be a gabbai tzedakah.